make people look joyful. You think about it. If you've got something going on in your life, if you've got something that is pulling you down and dragging you down, you need a little lift sometimes, don't you? And it's not what we preach and teach, it's what we live. The little things that we do for one another is what makes that joy in one another, isn't it? And this is what he's talking about. Fanny Crosby wrote over 8,000 hymns. Maybe you've heard of Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, praise Him, to God be the glory. She wrote those. The thing about her is after she was born, 6 weeks later, she became blind and was blind the rest of her life. She wrote those kinds of hymns, being blind. She was quoted saying this at her 92nd birthday, "If in all the world you can find a happier or more joyous person than I am, do bring them to me. I should like to shake their hand." Are we joyful today? The second thing we see this morning is you are blessed. We are blessed in so many ways. I found this article, and I'd like to read it to you if you don't mind. And I hate reading because I hate people read to me, and I'm sure you do too. But let's think about this for a second. If you woke up today with more health than illness, you are more blessed than tens of thousands of people who will not survive this week. Is that blessed? If you have never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or perhaps pains of starvation, you're ahead of 20 million people around the world. Are we blessed? If you attend a church service without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, you are more blessed than almost 3 billion people in the world today. Are we blessed? If you have food in your refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of this world. Are we blessed? If you can read, you are more blessed than over 2 billion people in the world. Now I ask you this morning, are we blessed? We are blessed. God has given us so much. We take away and we take for granted so many things that God has given us. We don't think about our homes. We don't think about the clothes. We don't even think about the food that we throw in the trash can and we don't eat because some people don't eat leftovers. And people would love to have those types of things to eat. They would love to have it. I think one of the saddest things I ever saw was when I was in Philadelphia. And I was out, Angie and I were out walking, and I looked down an alleyway, and there was a kid in rags in a dumpster looking for the food that was being thrown out. And for that child, that was a feast. Now, how many of us would like to go into a dumpster and pull some food out and eat it today? How many of us would like to find the crust of the pizza that somebody had bit off and they had thrown it in the trash can and you see that as delicacy? We're blessed people, aren't we? This is what we're talking about. We must see what God is doing. And the last thing this morning we need to see is we must commit ourselves to prayer. We are weak prayers. We follow Jesus, and we see the example that Jesus put was prayer. He prayed in everything that he did. Every miracle that he did, he prayed. Everything, he prayed. The night before he was crucified, instead of celebrating this last night on this earth, what did he do? He prayed. He prayed so hard that sweats of blood fell from his face. Prayer. Prayer is important. Prayer is that personal time with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, I don't want to embarrass anybody, but we got anybody that could get on a telephone and talk for hours? Text for hours? Type on the computer with emails back and forth for hours? Talk to one another for hours? I used to stay on the phone with my girlfriend, and just the sound of her breathing was enough for me, and we could sit on the phone for hours listening to each other breathe. We were so in love. I hear some laughs. Anybody else done that too, huh? Got married, and now we don't hardly talk. You know? It's kind of like God. We got excited. Just the thought of Him coming into our hearts excited us. Baptism excited us. And are we that excited now to talk to God? Do we spend less time with God now? And when we do spend the time with Him in prayer, it's usually because we have an emergency. God, I got this problem, and I need You to help me, and I need help right now. I can't wait till tomorrow. That's why I'm with You right now, talking to You, to get me out of this problem. We need to spend time in prayer with God, commit ourselves. Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and My burden is light." Bring your burdens to Me, God says. Don't worry. Another question to wake you up this morning. Is there anybody out there that if you had nothing to worry about, you would worry? Huh? We have people that are worry warts, don't you? My wife's that way. She worries about everything. She looked at me, she says, "You don't never worry." And I said, "You do enough of it for both of us." You know? Why do we worry? God says, do what? Give it to Me. Jesus says, "My yoke is easy. Bring your burdens to Me. Put them on My shoulders. Let Me take care of that." Isn't that what He says? Now, how many of us want to do that? We all say we want to do that, but how many of us really turn loose? God, I'm going to give You this sin. I'm going to give You this burden. And then all of a sudden, the light snaps in our head. Wait a minute, God. I got one more thing I want to try before I turn this over to You. And then if it don't work, I'll give it back to You. Right? Give and take. I'll take it back, Lord, and try it one more time. God says, don't do that. Just give it to Me. I will take it. The story portrays of a man that was walking down the road with a sack of potatoes on his shoulder, and as he was going, it was heavy. And as he was walking, it was hot, and he was sweating, and sweat was running down his brow and everything. And this guy comes along in the pickup truck. He stops and said, "Hey, good buddy, let me give you a ride." So he hops in the truck, and when he sits down, he shuts the door. He's still got the potatoes, still on his shoulder. And the guy's driving down the road, and he says, "Look, why don't you just take those potatoes and put them in the floorboard and take a load off your shoulders?" The guy says, "Oh, no, I can't do that. It's enough that You gave me a ride and You're carrying me down the road, but there's no sense in You carrying the potatoes too." How many of us are doing that? How many of us are carrying a burden that we don't need to be carrying? God says, "I will take it. Let Me have it." When people are sick, we go to doctors. When they need financial help or when they need legal help, we go to lawyers and people like that. When we have sin and we have worry in life, who do we go to? God. That's who we're supposed to. Paul tells us very clear, let go of these things and give them to God. I read a plaque one time that says, "Why pray when you can worry?" Sound familiar? Shouldn't we change that plan around? Shouldn't we pray and not worry? Wouldn't it make our lives better? Corrie ten Boom says this, "Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strengths." We sing songs like this, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full into His wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace." Anybody sing that song? Pretty song, isn't it? Wonderful song, isn't it? But how many really understand that? Do we see the things of this earth growing dim? Or do we see the things on this earth getting brighter? There's so many things that are happening. Fads are coming in. wide ties, thin ties, dresses, pants suits, jeans with holes in them, new gadgets to play with. I like the one on TV, you know, where the guy asked if they had any trouble getting to the cottage they were going to, and it's, oh, we had stopped by the house. And the old man says, you stopped by the house? Did you shut everything up? So what does he do? Reaches in his pocket, and he pulls his phone out. He hits the button. It turns the stereo off. It turns the water off. It turns the lights off. It turns the security on and locks the door. All with one push of the button. Anybody got all that stuff? I think it's great just to have a push button to start your car, and I don't even have that yet. I'm still behind. Those are the things that we're seeing, the bright things of this world. Are those the things we live for every day? Or do we live for Jesus? Do we see it? We must feed our minds with His truth and His joy. And if we have that, then we can share that with others. When the power is out, you need a flashlight to see where you're going, don't you? When Paul was on the road to Damascus, he had one of the brightest flashlights there ever was, Jesus, to guide him. Jesus wants to give us that light, folks. And in return, He wants it to do what? Illuminate from us to others. And others to be able to see the joy. A native Christian elder described life this way with his struggles. He told this young man, "It feels like there are two dogs fighting inside of me." The young man asked, "Which dog wins?" The old man replied, "Whichever one I feed." Which dog are you feeding today? The dog of joy or the dog of headaches and sorrows? Are we feeding life's struggles? Are we feeding our concerns to ourselves of being eaten up with it? Or are we giving it to God? Give all to Jesus. Give it all. Choose joy. Begin to experience the joy that God has for us. We are blessed and are called to be a blessing to others. It doesn't do any good to keep it and hoard it. But Jesus said, give it out to others. Share it with others. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Go to Him. Give it to Him. Let Him take care of it. As Christians, we have a difficult life. We have a life of this world, and then we have a life with Christ. We can't mix the two together. You can't have one foot with the world and one foot with Christ. You have to have one or the other. People have tried to find joy in all kinds of things, and can't find it. But as Christians, we can find joy in the love of God. Let us pray.